painted lines from the bottom.
The plays on my base.
Of Makos.
Fine. So we're now going on to. We're now going on to the fourth case that we're talking about. The fourth, we brought exceptions to the regular case of Eitzes Zava. Right, we brought on the top of the Amud Tanur Rabbanan, we brought four cases. So now we're up to the fourth case. That we said you don't do the regular halacha of Eitzes Zava. You don't do Kasher Zava on. You don't do Kasher Zava on the Eitzes Zava. So let's see the Gemara. The fourth case was Ein Nimkaren Be'Eved Ivri. You don't get sold as an Eved Ivri. Meaning, what was the case again? Which we remember the case. The case was two Edom come to Bestin and they say, Reuven stole from Shimon $10,000. That's what they said. Reuven stole from Shimon $10,000 on a certain day. Come a second set of Edom and say, how could you have seen Reuven stealing from Shimon $10,000 on Monday? You with us and Bnei Brak. So it comes after Edom Zon, right? So usually what's the halacha by Edom Zon? Whatever you wanted to do to the other person, what you plan to do, we do back. So in this case, what comes out? Let's say Reuven has no $10,000 to pay Shimon. What's the halacha? The Torah says, if Reuven steals $10,000 from Shimon, and then he has no money to pay back, halacha is you sell Reuven. If the story was true, that Reuven really stole $10,000 from Shimon, halacha is you have to sell Reuven. Good? And let's say Beis Din says, Reuven, please pay $10,000. Reuven says, I have no money. Okay, we have to sell you. And they're ready to decide in Beis Din. They make Hamad Abedin. They're ready to give the verdict in Beis Din. Reuven has to be sold. Right? So what should be the halacha? You would think, if it came Edom Zomim now, we see that the first witnesses are Edom Zomim. What you plan to do should be done to you. So what should come out is, the Edom Zomim should be sold according to the regular rules of Edom Zomim. That's what should come out. Reuven should be sold. Since it comes out, we already made Hamad Abedin invested. Reuven was already going to be sold. So the Edom Zomim, that's what they plan to do. They should also be sold. Comes the Gemara and says that, no, the fourth exception is you don't get sold as an Eved Ivri. We don't sell you. If you're Eitzes Zomim and you were ready to cause Reuven to get sold as an Eved, we don't do the halacha of Kasher Zomim. We don't sell you Edom Zomim. We're not going to sell.
That's not work. They testify, then they ask the guy how much money he has, if he has enough money to pay or not.
Yeah, because once we say Reuven's officially a god,
and
so
then he comes and says, I don't have enough money.
Right.
Then they say, and this is all Gemara Din.
That's the Gemara Din. Gemara Din is, yeah.
No,
you have to be sold. Say, well, even made a
Gemara Din. No, that's not the Gemara Din.
No, that's the Gemara Din on the selling. We're saying the Gemara Din on the selling.
But it hasn't been Gemara Din on the whole case yet.
What do you mean Gemara Din? Well, he wasn't actually sold. Gemara Din means the Din was Gemara. The Din was finished. The Din means the verdict in Bestin was given. It didn't happen yet.
The verdict in Bestin, not the seller.
Yeah,
that's
right. Gemara Din, the verdict in Bestin was given. And
right.
He has to be sold. Now, so according to Akasha Zama, really,
okay,
you should go and sell the Edom Zomim.
Then the two come.
Then the two Edom come and say, okay, guys, you're Edom Zomim. Right, at this point they come.
How late can the second group of Edim come?
Only up until we actually sold Reuven. From when there was a Gemara Din.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the Gemara Din. Once he got sold to Kasher Asa, it's too late. From when the Gemara Din?
I think there's a Gemara Din on that he should be sold, and not a Gemara Din on the entire case.
No, that's the Gemara.
They decide that he has to be sold.
Yeah, that's fine. The Torah says,
but it's not Gemara Din on the entire case.
The Torah says
Gemara Din on the whole case. Then correct. He can't be sold.
Oh, correct. The Torah's chiddush is that he was arrested. We're saying Gemara Din in his case. Correct. We're not saying we mean Gemara Din that he should be sold.
They decide that he has to be sold, but it's
correct.
Not the Gemara Din on the case.
But in this case, really dismissed and best. Just the Torah says anyway, you could knew Edom could come and still come
but
after. That's the chiddush Edom Zomim. Really, it was a Gemara Din on the case also. Everything's finished.
There are two parts, though. The first part is that what he stole. And the second part is that he doesn't have money to pay it back.
Correct.
So there are two parts.
Fine, good. But even the second part happened. Let's say we're in a story with part one and part two happen. Fine. And then we made a Gemara Din that he has to be sold. Best that says a verdict, Reuven has to be sold because he stole it. Good?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
come
Edom Zomim, and another two Edom can say, you first pair of Edom, how in the world do you see Reuven stealing $10,000 from Shimon? You were with us that day.
Mm-hmm.
So you get stamped in Bestin. You guys have stamped Edom Zomim.
Right.
You first group of Edom. So Usually what should happen to the Edom Zavim, whatever they plan to do, we should do back to them. So at this point, what comes out in the plan, what comes out in Bestin, we always look at the Gemara Din. That's what we're always looking at. So in Bestin, right now, what was the final judgment in Bestin as of now? Reuben is being, right now, Reuben had no money.
He had to be sold.
He had no money. Okay, not only did he should pay, since he had no money, he should be sold.
So according to the regular rules, what should we do to the Edom Zavim?
We should sell them also.
Comes our Gemara and says, Chiddush, we don't sell them. That's the four, our fourth case. We have a fourth exception. You don't do to the Edom as they plan, but you, and you don't sell them. You'll
but
get them off.
But you'll get lashes.
But they'll get lashes. Fine. Now the question is, what? Why don't you do the regular halacha of Kasher Zaman? Why shouldn't you do the regular Kasher Zaman? Right? So that's what our Gemara comes to take care of. We come to explain why we don't sell the Edom Zaman. So let's see the Gemara heads up. Where it says, we'll start again from 10 lines from the bottom. Three words from the end. It says, Ein nimkarin be'eved ivri. They don't get sold as an eved ivri. So, sabar like Avnuna. Rav Avnuna is thinks to say. So, obviously, sabar means he only thinks to say this and he's not going to end up saying this. This is the original word. Sabar means this is his logic. But sabar, he thinks, Rav Avnuna thinks to say, right? Like that's his original thought process, is lemeimer to say. Hani mili, right? Hey, mem is for hani mili. Hani mili. These words, what do you mean these words? I mean these words that you're telling me, Edom Zomin do not get sold. Hecha, where the isle lididei, that there is to him. Meaning to, there is to him to, there is to the accused. Good. There is to the accused. In a case where there is money to the accused, and let's say there's no money to the Edom Zomim. So you want to say this case that we're telling you don't get sold, it's a specific case. It's because the accused had money, right? So on the accused, was there any official verdict the accused person should be sold?
No.
No, because what happened?
He has to pay.
Right, he has to pay. Yeah. The witnesses came to Bestin, and they tell us, the witnesses come to Bestin, they say, Reuven stole $10,000 from Shimon. Good? Now, right now, Bestin says, so pay up, so he's busy taking out his wallet. He's saying, fine, he's getting ready as well. And then also another two Edom come running in and say, these guys are with us. So if the Gemara did, the final verdict in Bestin was that Reuben should pay because he has money. So then, you can't sell the Edom Zomim. Meaning, let's say the Edom Zomim have no money now, right? So you would think, maybe, whatever the Edom Zomim planned to do to this guy, that's what you should do back to them. So as of now, what did they plan to do? They only plan on getting him, they only plan on making him pay. So they brought on, let's say we come to the Edom Zomim and say, please pay up, right? Please pay up Reuben $10,000. And now he says, I have no money. So you would think maybe we should sell him. Come to Agamar and says, no. You only do to you what you plan to do to him. So, and you, what do you always look at? You look at the Gemara Din. So since the final verdict on Reuben at this point, since he had money, was he has to pay. So the only thing we can put back on you is that you have to pay. Which means, let's say you have no money, the Edom Zomim have no money. Too bad, we don't sell them. Because we only do exactly what you plan to do to them.
What if the witnesses were shown to be false before it was established in the court whether or not the accused had money to pay?
Oh, so what was established exactly? Just that he was a ganav?
That he was a ganav, so, and he was owing money, so he either had to pay or he...
So as of that, we'll assume that he has to pay. Because the original verdict is Reuben has to pay Shimon. That's the first verdict. If it comes out later and he doesn't have money, then we make like a second thing and say, you know what, you gotta be sold. But the original verdict always is gonna be, we stamp you, you have to pay. If you can, so that's stage one. Automatically, stage one is the first thing we'll assume is he has to pay. If he has no money, then we'll say he has to get the, he'll have to be sold. But originally, we'll assume you have to pay. Okay, so we're saying, what's Rav Avnuna saying? Rav Avnuna is thinking to say like this. He wants to understand our Gemara that we're looking at the Gemara Din. Look at the final verdict. So if on Reuven, the accused guy, the verdict was to be sold. Sorry, the verdict was he has to pay money. So even if the Edom Zomim have no money now, we're not going to sell the Edom Zomim. Because we can only do to you what you made a Gemara Din on the other guy. Only whatever verdict you made on the other person, what was supposed to happen to the other person, can happen to you. So that's what Rav Avnuna wants to say. So let's see it inside.
Okay, I have a question for you.
One second. Let's just try to see inside. Sabar Rav Avnuna Lameimer. Rav Avnuna wants to say, Hani Mili. So we're 9 lines from the bottom. So Hani Mili, Heicha de Islay the Didei. These words, meaning this word that you're telling me that the Mizomim don't get sold, is Heicha, is where the Islay, where there is Lididei to him, meaning that the accused has money. Why? The Mihu, since, where Mihu means since. Since the Ihu, that he, the accused, Layin is Davin, would not be sold. Inu Nami, they also, Layin is Davin, they also should not be sold. Mizdavin to be sold. So they just, since he wasn't going to be sold, because there was no verdict for him to be sold, the accused. So too, that them also, they too, are not going to be sold. Aval, but here's the catch. Rav Nuna says, there will be a case where the Eid Zomimim could be sold. When? Heicha, we're the less lay day.
There isn't to them.
There is not, there's not to him. There's no money to him. Let's say we have a case where the accused has no money. The less lay, meaning he does not. Less means like, look. Heicha, the less lay day, he does not have money to the accused. Av al gav, even though. Alef Ayin Gimel, Af al gav, even though. The Islahul, the dude, they had money. Still, Mizdavnu, still they get sold. So here's the opposite case. Again. Abo, however, but, Hicha, we're, the less lay Lididei, there is not to him, which means there is not to the accused, he does not have any money, which means that right now we're going to give him the verdict that he has to be sold. Afal Gath, even though the Islahu, that there is, like the truth to them, they do have money, still Mizdavnu, they will get sold. Why? Again, you get whatever verdict you wanted to put on the other person. What you want to do to the other person, the accused, we do to you. And what are we focusing on? We're focusing on the verdict and best thing. So here's the opposite case from before. Here, we have a case where the accused person, we say, two Edom come and say, Reuven, the accused person, stole $10,000 from Shimon, right? And at this case, happens to be that Reuven does not have any money. So Bessa says, stamp this guy, step two, like the rabbi said, step two, we gotta sell you. Now, two Edom come running in and say, you first guys are Edom Zonimim. Right? So what's the halacha? So what's the halacha? The halacha is you sell the Edom Zonimim. Why do you?
Even if they have money.
Even if they have money. So they can say, but we want to pay, we say, too bad. Because your verdict, what you plan to do right now, what came out of your plan, is that you wanted to sell him, so it's too bad. Which means the Gemara, Rav Nuna is saying interesting things. But really, you could look at it like this way. You could, like the Gemara is going to say right there. Really, there's another way of thinking, which is the Gemara is going to say right now. What did the Edom try to do? What were they trying to do? It seemed like they were trying to do either or. They were trying to say, Reuven stole $10,000 from Shimon, right? What does that translate into? Therefore, either Reuven has to pay $10,000, or he has to get sold. Now, it happens to be one of them that came out investing because for one of them fit his criteria, fit his situation in life, either he's going to have to pay or get sold, right? So Rav Nuna originally wanted to say, look at the Gemara Din. Look at what Bestin did to him. What was Bestin planning on doing to this guy? If we were planning on making him pay money, then the Zomim have to pay money. If they were planning on making him get sold, that was the Gemara Din, that's what we should do today. That's what we should do today in the Zomim. Now the Gemara Din say it's not so simple. That's the Gemara's going to retract. The Gemara's going to say, what do you mean? The Edom could say, what do you mean? We weren't trying to only give him, get him sold. Right? Let's say we have a scenario, in the last scenario, right? They have money, the Edom Zomim have money. He has no money, right? So it comes out, they came to Bestin, and Bestin made a Hamadim and did, this guy has to get sold, right? What do we tell the Edom Zomim? Since his verdict was to get sold, what do we have to do to you?
Sell
him. To sell you.
Because they have money.
But even though I have money, but now the Gemara is going to say that the Zomim could say, hold on a minute, I have money, so I want to pay money.
That's
the Gemara is going to answer right now.
It's like a
I have money, the Gemara is going to say. Yeah. It's not because we're trying to do, what's the halacha of Kasher Zomim? How do you apply Kasher Zomim?
It's hypothetical.
It's hypothetical. How do you apply?
Their intention wasn't to put him in prison, their intention was to cause to have him pay money.
So that's what they could say. Let's say they say, we didn't really intend to necessarily put him away. We wanted either or. Someone paid us, right? Someone paid us to be Edom Zomim. We didn't care. We didn't have any agenda. We don't care what happens to him. So we were trying to either get this guy sold or make him pay money. Happens to be he didn't have money. That happened to be the scenario, so he got sold. Why should you sell us? We have money. That's the Gemara they say. Why are you looking at the Gemara Din? Why are you looking at what Bestin's verdict was? You're looking at if Bestin wanted to sell the guy, then sell the Edom Zomim. That's not what we plan to do. We plan to do either or to this guy. That was our plan, to do that to us, do either or back to us. Now we have money, but as far as...
Gosh, Zaman is like, we don't know which one they were Zaman.
That's why it's a tricky...
What was their intention?
Oh, and so the Gemara at this point is saying... So,
it doesn't so much matter your intention, it matters the outcome.
So that was what Rav Nuna said originally. Originally Rav Nuna said, we're looking at what came out. Good. I mean, when the Torah says you do what you plan, we don't care what really you plan. We care what came out of your plan. Right? Mm. That's what Rav Nuna says. Rav Nuna says, it could be you had plans to put them away, put them behind bars, it could be you wanted to pay money, we don't care exactly what you were thinking. You planned to do something to him, and so whatever came out, if he ended up getting sold, that came out from your plan, we're going to sell you. If what came out from your plan was that he had to pay money, we're going to make you pay money. That's what Rav Nuna said. We don't care, the Torah doesn't care about exactly your psyche, it's not what we're trying to figure out. We want to know what came out of your plan. When we said that's Rav Nuna's chiddush. That's what Rav Nuna wanted to say.
That's not so much kashizam.
It is. That's kashizam. What you plan to do, and
it's
what
not necessarily what happened.
No, it is what
happened. And what happened is two different things. Kashizam can be. It could have been mamash. That doesn't mean that he would have to be faithful for his
correct.
Neva.
Correct.
And instead, he was being sold. They're like, yeah. Whoops, we just screwed up. Like we didn't really want it to be sold.
Nachon. That's Rav Nuna's chiddush. Rav Nuna's saying even if it's not exactly what you planned, but it came out from your plan. What came out from your plan, that's what the Torah is. That's what Rav Nuna wants to say. The Gemara's not going to like it. Rav Nuna himself, the Gemara itself is not going to like it. That's Rav Nuna's original cheshbon. He said, we look what came out of your plan. Okay, well, and the Gemara also could be a little bit, we're going to say like this, but that's at least Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna's saying, what you planned, I don't care if you planned the opposite, whatever came out from your plan, that's what we do to you. Good.
What do we say, that Hila, he has to pay.
Who has to pay?
The accused. Bidyevet,
do say
if,
that.
Bidyevet, if he doesn't have the money, then he's sold. Oh. So that he can pay.
So therefore, what do you want to say? The Edom Zagman also.
So therefore,
the Achila,
they also have to pay.
Oh, that's what the Gemara is going to say right now. See the Gemara inside. Good, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, why look at what came out, this and that. Let's see what they were trying to do. And it comes out, look at their big plan. You're focusing on what came out. Look at the big plan. In the big scheme of things, comes out they wanted to do either or. Which the Torah says either pay, or be a slave. So do that to them. That's exactly what the Gemara is going to ask. Rav Leib's question. So we don't read parentheses. So the Gemara asks, so we skip Amar Leih Rava because we don't read parentheses. So the Gemara says, so Gemara says, V'leim Rulei. So why do they say, they should say to him, they should say to, that Edom Zomim should say to the verdict, right? Again, we're in a case where the verdict, the guy, the accused has no money, and they have money, right? So we said you have to sell them. They should tell him, one second. E'an, if you have alcha, it would have been to you. I mean, you would have had money. Me have a mezdanvant, would you have got sold? So ananami, us also, we too, like mezdanvina, we shouldn't get sold. Like Rabbi Leib saying, l'chatchila, if you would have had money, you wouldn't have got sold, right? So my plan was, either you should pay, and if you don't pay, you get sold. So do that to me, I should pay. If I have no money, I should get sold. Exactly the question.
It's going against exactly what we just...
Meaning cash is known as the whole process.
Okay.
You first have an option.
Right.
If you don't have money to fulfill your option, then you have to be sold.
Okay. Rezi wants to say exactly cash is known. That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to give you first option, like Rebleib said, is to make you pay. If not, let you get sold. That's the one I want to say.
They knew that he didn't have money.
Oh, so the Ritva says, your cash. He says, let's say the Edom Zayman knew... Let's say the Edom Zomim knew for sure this guy has no money. They know this guy has no money in his bank.
And that was the whole point.
And that was their plan. Their plan was specifically to get sold. He says, still, according to this point, the Gemara still said, well, the Maisa could come out that he'll have money. It doesn't matter. Even if you thought the guy had no money, that was your plan, the Gemara is still saying,
you can always find money.
There's always, you can find money. Or still, it comes out in the halacha of things. The halacha is he has two choices. Even if I thought he has no money, and in my plan was to specifically get him sold, still, there's still two options, so still, you should do back also two options, Ritva says. And that's the, in a way, that's a little bit chiddush at this point in the Gemara. In a Rav Nuna, he was trying to say, look at the what came out. This Gemara is saying, I don't care what came out. Automatically, since in the air there's two options, either this guy, right, when you want to put this guy on the line, either he could go to pay or go to be put away. So also, Kasher Zaman, since there's two options available, that's the Kasher Zaman. Even if it doesn't matter exactly their intentions were, right, that's what I told you before, the Gemara is not, we're still not focusing exactly on his intentions, even at this point in the Gemara.
We'll
look at the whole picture. Not exactly to what they intended.
Seems a little more fair, okay. Generally, by logic. I have a side question.
Maybe try to... So far. So the Gemara said we don't like what Rav Nuna said, because like Rabbi Yitzchak wants to say it's more fair. I don't know if we're doing because it's more fair. The Gemara is looking more in the Kasher Zaman.
What?
Better
this mean? If you would be to you, meaning if you were,
if it would be to you, meaning if you would have money,
you would be to you.
Me have it? Would you have mizdavim to be sold?
The question.
So it's like a question. What?
Me.
Which word?
Me.
Who would be sold?
We also shouldn't be sold.
Who should
be sold?
Because
we also shouldn't be sold.
Would.
Did I read it? That's how I read it.
Did
I read it
a
different spirit?
Yeah, that's how I read it. If you have, I don't know. If you would have money, me have. That's would we have. I read it as would we have sold. Right,
you
want to be more.
Me have is would you have.
Right, that's how I read. Would you have. But you want to be.
The question, would you have?
Would be sold. We also shouldn't be sold.
I don't know. No, I'm used to reading Gemara as would you have be sold. I don't know exactly the word me means would. Sometimes me have it means would you have be sold. I don't know exactly which how fits exactly.
Me have it. Me have is would you.
Yeah, me have it is that. Would you have be sold? So and now me us also we too.
Me have
it
means.
Me is would.
Me is
have it you. Would you
have it is would and me is who. Literally,
but you don't know his reason.
I don't know. Sure, I don't know exactly. Could be he's right. Yes, could be he's right in literal. When you read Gemara, I don't know. I don't know exactly what the word. It wasn't being.
Also, the word man. I'm not supposed to say what. But just like reading it what.
That's different. What it also here means and over just here. Like. It also literally means just like.
But, I don't know. Let's try
to do that. Translation. Yes, it does. No. If you look in the dictionary of man, it's going to say just as.
So look me. Awesome.
I just did. It just says who.
I know. If you want to be machriya between the dictionary,
Who would be sold? But also shouldn't be sold. Okay. It's like that.
Call up Rav Shudenstein.
No, Rav, I'll tell you. If you look at Shasti, if you want to look for a better, like not a dictionary word, like more Gemara language, to look at the art school. They say more Gemara. I have Gemara stuff more than the dictionary.
It
will help you more than a dictionary. I'm saying any dictionary. Well, sometimes the way you read Gemara,
but it works. It's not like I have a problem. It's not like my way doesn't work.
No, I'm saying kind of funny because you can't like read.
Try it with me.
I did. If you would be to you, if you were in that position, you had money, you would be to you, meaning you wouldn't be sold. Then who should be sold? We also shouldn't be sold.
I don't know. I didn't really think about it like that. I don't know.
Me having Mr. Bennett, who should be sold? And
the
Mustang
is the same almost.
But I don't know.
Mustang is the same. The question is how you get the pshat. I'm just curious. I hear. So how do you read me having is you? How did you say it again? I'm just saying.
Would we have been sold? Me having would have a you. Ms. Davne, would you have been sold? Question mark.
Me having Mr. Bennett, would we be sold? That's how you said it?
No, would you, because this
you,
is you.
Have is you. Me, would you.
Be sold?
Sold? Question?
Effectively, that's what it means.
Right.
Fine.
We want to be effective here.
In effect.
Oh, good. So, again, he said, would you be sold? And that now, that we also would not be sold. So, Gemara doesn't like the original Rav Nuna. Original Rav Nuna was saying, look at the Gemara, did the verdict the best thing. Right? So now Rav Nuna is going to retract. He's going to say, you know what, you're right. You have to look at the whole picture. Don't look at just what came out and best in the Gemara. Ella, rather, Rav Nuna is saying a new pshat. Ella, right? Ella is rather me falling off the last shot. Ella, rather, I'm giving you a new pshat. So Rav Nuna thinks to say the following. So Rav Nuna, Lameima, Rav Nuna thinks to say, Hani Mili, what's with you, Hani Mili? These words that you're telling me, this original halakha that you told me you don't get sold as an Eved Ivri, Idim Zomin, don't get sold as an Eved Ivri, that's Hecha de Isle, Oyla de Dei, Oyla de Tu. Where there is money, either to him or to them. So if someone has money, they say you could pay money, whether the original accused has money, or if the Idim Zomin have money, you could pay the money and you're good, you're good to go. Aval.
And nobody sold.
No one sold. However, there is still a case where you could get sold. So Rav Nuna says this rule is not like foolproof. There is a case where you could still Edom Zomim still get sold. Hecha de lesle loy didi David loy leditu. Let's say no one has money, not the accused guy and not the Edom Zomim. Then Miss Tavani. Then you're ready. Then you could get sold. That's what the Gemara wants to say now. So we.
Instead of looking at the whole picture, he's trying to break it down to several ideas.
Several scenarios. Several scenarios. So he's saying, depends on the scenario. Goes to saying, in a case, if anyone here has money, then
no one
gets sold. Why? We'll break it down. Why? If, let's say, the accused person has money. The accused person had money. So really, he was ready to pay, right? So now, even if the Edom Zomim have no money, right? What do you want to tell the Edom Zomim? We're going to sell you? They'll tell you, you can't sell me. I wasn't trying to sell him. I had to try to sell him. So that wasn't my plan. So in a way, we're like zooming into my plan. You want to sell me now. Like Rash said, I'll tell you, that wasn't my plan. So we are focusing exactly on your plan now. That's good. You like
it. His new thing is canceling out the idea that if Aid Zone doesn't have money and Need Zone doesn't have money and Aid Zone do have money, then it just cancels that whole thing out. It doesn't work anymore.
Uh-huh.
So it has to be that they both don't have money for them to be sold. But if they do, then they'll say, we have money. We didn't try to...
Uh-huh. Exactly.
He's trying to fix that.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. So we're going to break it down. So like this. Let's say you have a scenario where the accused person has money. Now, the Edom Zomim don't have money, right? So now, what do you want to say? Edom Zomim, you got to pay up money. They say, we have no money. So maybe tell them, you got to get sold. You know what the Edom Zomim is going to tell you? How can you sell me? I wasn't trying to sell that guy. You can't sell me. I didn't want to try to sell him. Right? Or the opposite case. Let's say the accused person has no money. We're ready to sell it, right? But the Edom Zomim has money. So, what do you tell the Edom Zomim? We want to sell you. Sorry, so I'll tell you, what do you mean? I have money to buy myself out. I was trying to either sell the guy or get him sold. So either way it's going to come out, that the halacha is that you're not going to get sold unless they both have no money. If they both have no money, so then the accused guy was ready to get sold and the Edom Zomim have no money, so they have to get sold. So it's the only case where you're going to get sold. So Kanei Rav Hanun is saying, this halacha that you told me, this exception to the rule of Eid Zomim is not all cases. You told me you don't get sold for Eid Zomim by a case of by a case of being sold for evidence. It's not necessarily true. Depends on the case. Because even though our Brice said a rule, you don't get sold as evidence ivri, Eid Zomim can't get sold. It's not true in every case. In a case where the accused has no money, and in and out you could get sold. That's where Rav Nuna wants to say.
When neither one of them has money.
When neither one has money, that's...
For Rabbi Lunen, who just redirected himself, so to speak.
Rabbi Lunen, good. Go ahead. Very good. Rabbi Lunen redirected himself. Good.
What's the halacha over there?
What's the halacha? Probably like Rabbi's pshat. We'll see. Because we're going to see in a second.
Rav boils down to the pasuk again.
Right, Rav is going to be the pasuk. So Rav argues. So again, so it comes in from Rav Hanun. He says, this rule is not in every single case. This rule that you said, Edom Zomim do not get sold as an Eved Ivri, in the case where they said testimony that Reuven stole money from Shimon, that's not in every case. There are scenarios where you could get sold. If they both have no money, if the accused have no money, and the Edom have no money, then you could get sold. There is a scenario where Edom Zomim could get sold. Right. Comes Rav and argues. Amar Le Rav, no. There's no such thing of a Zomim getting sold ever. Why? Because he says, V'nimikar b'gnevato. The pasuk says when someone steals, then they get, and they have no money to pay back, then they get sold for their stealing. So we make like a deek, we say, V'nimikar b'gnevato amar Rachman. The pasuk says specifically, a person gets sold only when they steal. What is Gemara saying? B'gnevato v'lo b'zavimah. It's only in a case where he steals and not a case of Edom Zomim. Tzadik, just like we had in the Gemara earlier, we had the other things also, right? We said,
who Yanus?
Right, all the time. Just like we had until now in the Gemara. Just like we had until now, all the, like, the other cases in our Mishnah, why you not get Edom Zomim. Here also it's a Pasuk. Sorry, the Pasuk teaches me, only person who gets sold is a person who actually stole. But if you're Edom Zomim and someone who stole, you don't get. Even though the Torah usually says, Kasha Zaman, what you plan to do to the other person should be done to you. See, even if you plan this, selling a guy, selling someone else, we don't sell you, because the pasuk tells you, only sell the person who actually stole. To the exclusion of an Eid Zomim. Which means, there's no such case where your Eid Zomim will be sold ever. That's what comes out. Because the pasuk, it's not the lumdus. Rav Nun is getting all to the lumdus, understanding what's going on, if you have money, you don't have money. He says, I don't care. I don't care if no one has money. It doesn't make a difference to me. No one gets sold as a pasuk. Only one who gets sold is the person who actually stole. But not someone who did Eid Zomim for stealing.
It's funny because in every one of these cases, it almost seems, chas v'shalom, that's one of the Amoraim and Tanaim are getting carried away. And then they get reminded of the pasuk, and then
So I'll tell you why
they went on a whole chase. But really, just look in the pasuk, and it ends.
No, it's not, because really, I'll tell you why. Because really, there's other gemaras really ready to use this pasuk for other drushas. I mean, like you're saying, good. What's Rav Nuna's arguing point on Rabba? Rabba has a drusha, a simple drusha, right? And so the gemaras already really use up this drusha.
How
How did it? Because that's why it said the four cases. How did it say the fourth case? Because of this. It's just showing us the maskana.
Rabbi is not arguing.
We listed the four cases.
Yeah, but it could show
the shaila that it's somewhere. There's a maskana.
No, but
that ends it.
Yeah, but the shaila in the fourth case is it in every scenario or only in most scenarios? Rabbi Nuna says.
For now, we see that it's in every scenario.
Not for now. It's machlokes. It's machlokes. Rabbi Nuna holds.
Rabbi Nuna
doesn't end.
We go on to the fifth case.
But that doesn't end. And the machlokes. Rav Nuna says one way. Rav says another way.
Then why would the brisa bring down that these are the four cases?
Because brisa, a lot of times that it's like a mishnah. You could still break it down. Rav Nuna is saying the brisa it was meant in most cases, but not in the case.
Meaning he has the last word. Doesn't that look like?
No, not ladavka. No, not ladavka.
What's the halacha list in a case when none of them have money? None of them have money.
I'm guessing that Allah is like Rav, just because I'm guessing. But if you want, try to look over here. One second. This fancy Gemara is bringing out the halacha. It looks like, because the Gemara wrote the letter, went just in this original statement. So it sounds like it's a blanket statement like Rav. If you look in the Gemara, the Gemara is a little dalit. It's up top, the fourth line of the Gemara, it says, Einim Karan Be'evin Ibri. If you look over there, there's a little dalit. So it usually means that Allah is like there. And there it sounded like as a blanket rule. From there, I'm guessing. That's what I would guess. That what's going on? Ram says it's a good guess. What the halfway on base number base? Ram says it's a good guess. A second.
The dollar is by any time there's a degree in the price, so it seems like the halakha is that's a blanket statement.
I don't see it right now. If you look at the Gemara, if you look at that dalet, that dalet goes to the right hand side on top. That little dalet goes to the Amish Bas. Things out of the Ramam. I don't have a Ramam here. They don't have a Ramam here. You have a Ramam over there? You have the Gemara? What Gemara do you have? You have an Amish Bas. So in the back, look over there. In the Ramam.
I don't have
Amish Bas. You have Izahadr? What Gemara do you have? Not all Gemaras have it. Not all Gemaras have it.
Right,
on the back.
Just have the same Gemara, except just a little thicker.
And more than
that.
Give it extra credit for tomorrow.
Extra credit. It's what Gemara do you have? Can I see your Gemara for a second? Is it the same Gemara?
No, this is thicker.
His was six shekel more in the storage. I just have other ones that are this size, so I can get the whole set.
Everything is perfect.
That's right.
Every case. Rambam just says all cases. Either all of Shanimka, every you get Mark. Rambam says all cases. It doesn't make a difference.
How do we know conclusively from? We don't know conclusively. How does he know conclusively from the sugi that we passed with Rambam?
No, a lot of times there's rules. A lot of times there's rules how to pass it. Rambam has different rules how to pass it. Looks like Rabbi Dina. Looks like this. A lot of in the back of a lot of Mesechus Brachas, they bring it down, like some of these rules.
How they pass
it? In the back of Mesechus Brachas, bring down the Kali Ashas. It's called Kali Ashas.
Really?
It's a lot of Gemara. Most Gemara is at the back of, after Mesechus Brachas, they have Kali Ashas.
Wow.
It's
a bunch of pages. It's
a lot of columns, a lot of stuff. One of the stuff over there, also the Kali. Look in the back of Mesechus Brachas, had all the rules. Fine. Let's see Rashi over here. It happens to be like one Rashi. Let's try to get in this Rashi at least. Fine. Only three lines from the bottom in Rashi. So what does Rashi say? We said, Rav Nuna's original pshat. Rav Nuna's original pshat was that in a case where there is money to the
accused,
the islati Rashi, the islay lidi day, there is to him, he the accused. She yesh loy, there is to him, laganav, the ganav has mama, and the ganav has money, lashalim, to meha gneva, he would have paid up im loy husbu. In a case where he would not have ended up in the case of Edom Simon, the guy would have had money. Meaning, if the story would have ended there, right? If two Edom come and say, Reuben owes Shimon $10,000. Right now, if he was ready to pay up, then to lahem, and to them, meaning to the Eidim Zomim, ain lot malashan, they don't have what to pay up. Then we wanted to say that you should not have to pay. You should not get sold. The migu, because since the ihu loy havim istam, that he, the accused, loy havim istam, would not have been sold, im loy husmu, in a case where it wouldn't have been a hazama. In hunami, they too, they also ki husmu, when there is a case of Eidim Zomim, loy mistami, they shouldn't get sold. Why? Shahre, behold, loy zamamu, lamaykre. They never had, they never tried, they never planned on selling him. That's what we're saying now. In the case we have money, it comes out that we never planned on selling him. So again, in the case where the accused guy has money, and they don't have money, right? We wanted to say originally that we should sell the, right? The original wanted to say.
Because
they could always tie, because they could always get out of it. Exactly. Fine. That is this Gemara. Fine. Let's go to the next Gemara, try to see if we can get into the next piece of Gemara. So again, before the next Gemara, what came out of this Gemara is that it's machlokes for Rabbi Nuna and Rava. Rabbi Nuna says that in most scenarios you would not sell the Eidim Zomim unless both parties have no money. If the accused have no money and the Eidim Zomim have no money, then you would yes sell the Eidim Zomim. Rava says there's no such thing. Rava says, I have a pasuk telling me you never sell Eidim Zomim. Why? Because it says b'nimkar b'gnevato, only if the person who actually stole can get sold, and not a case of Eidim Zomim. And that's what we pass like Lalach, we go like, and Lalach, we go like Rav. Let's see the next Gemara. Mishum Rav Kiva Amru. We said, what was the fifth case? Everybody wants to know what's shot in the fifth case. What was the fifth case that we said, the fifth exception to the rule that you don't do halachas of Eidim Zomim? We had Rav Kiva. Rav Kiva said, what was Rav Kiva's fifth case? At least we'll go over the case again, so remember for tomorrow. What was the story again?
They went to another court. They had the Gemara on them, but they were accused of being in Zomim, and so they went to another court.
Good.
They admitted they confessed that they were in Zomim.
Good. So Hanan is
right. Does that have to be a case where the Eidim Zomim were accusing the person of that he also made money? That has to be that kind of case?
Well, he wouldn't be sold. Our whole case is not a case where you say he stole. That Reuben stole. Reuben stole from $10,000 from Shimon.
Rabbi Kiva case?
No, you're in the next case. You're ready in the next case. Yes, what?
It has to be a case, it has to be a monetary case where they didn't say that Pony owes somebody money?
Not necessarily. It's even the Gemara. No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Because they want to say the whole it was always a knas. Fine. So again, what's the story of here? What's the scenario of here? Again, what happened over here? What happened was two Eidim come to Beis Din, and let's say, for example, they said Reuben owes Shimon, he stole from Shimon $10,000. That's what they said. We saw on Wednesday, February 2nd, whatever date it was, we saw Reuben steal $10,000 from Shimon. That's what they said. Comes to Edom and say, what do you mean, you with us on that day? Right? They come to Beis Din and say, fine. So Beis Din says, order in the court, Reuben no longer owes Shimon $10,000. What was the story? Again, two Edom come to Beis Din and say, Reuben owes Shimon $10,000. Good? So Beis Din said, Reuben owes Shimon $10,000. Two Edom come to Beis Din, and they said, what do you mean? These guys, they couldn't have seen that Reuben stole $10,000 from Shimon. They were with us somewhere else. So Beis Din says, you know what? You guys are Edom Zomim. And Reuben does not owe Shimon $10,000 anymore. That's step one. Now, what's the next thing Beis Din's ready to say? The next step they're ready to say is the halacha of Edom Zomim. You two Edom, who wanted Reuben to pay Shimon $10,000, you have to pay Reuben the $10,000. Kasha Zama, what you plan to do, then we should do to you. But right before they make this hamada with them, right before they say this, the two witnesses run out. They know it's coming, and right away they run away. So before their hamada with them, before they were like put to the stake, before the Beis Din started asking them to clear with their issues, they owe Reuben $10,000. They ran away. Right. So again, step one was done. The Beis Din, they already declared that you guys are in the Zayim, and therefore Reuben does not owe Shimon $10,000. What was to be the next step? The next step is that you guys owe Reuben $10,000. They ran away. So they ran away. Now what happens? They run to another town. This first Beis Din has no idea where they are. They run to another town. Now what happened is they found some book, Began Emunah, they saw they wanted to do tshuva. They wanted to do tshuva. They want to go to a new Beis Din. They want to do tshuva now. So they want to do tshuva now. So they go to another Beis Din. They say, Beis Din, we were already officially stamped as Edom Zomim at this Beis Din. We're not actually going back to that Beis Din. We're embarrassed. It's too far. Right? Do we want to tell you, we want to admit that we owe Reuben $10,000. And we want to make ourselves chay at $10,000. What's the halacha? We tell them we're not listening to you. By you coming and admitting you owe Reuben $10,000 because you're Edom Zomim, we don't believe you. it doesn't help. Not so much we don't believe you. You can't admit such a thing. By you admitting it, can't give us the right to put this chiv on you, to make you obligated to pay this money to Reuven. Why? Because the pasuk says, it's a pasuk, we don't understand any logic. Because the Gemara is going to say it's a knas. Why does that Edom Zayman have to pay to the person that they were accusing the same thing what they plan to do to him? Meaning the witnesses accused Reuven, and they said he owes Shimon $10,000. So we come and we say, whatever you planned on doing to him, we do to you. So that in logic, it makes no sense. Right? In logic, what's the logic behind that? Because you want the Reuven to pay $10,000, so whatever you do goes back to you. It's like a game. So it's a chiddush. Knas, the Torah says, it's a knas. A knas is a penalty, the Torah says. We don't really understand how it works. We don't understand Hashem's judicial system. But that's a knas, a penalty. Now, halacha is, by knas, a knas has to be put on from the judges. Since it's something that doesn't really, it's not really logically, we don't understand it logically. What?
Api. By the judges, Api.
Judge Alpi Aiden, fine. Yeah, fine. Oh, as we the judge, it's fine. As we are the judge. The only point is right now. Yeah, so you're right. Alpi Aiden, but the point is the judge has to come from the judges. Nachon. Okay, you're saying, he said it's not over here. The judges have to be, has to come through Aiden. If witnesses come and they tell a judge something, therefore the judge decides to put on you a knas, that could be a good penalty. However, the judges alone, from my own words or from themselves, they can't put a penalty on me. So again, if two witnesses come to Beis Din and say these guys are in the Mzayimin, so Beis Din, you know what? You're right. The judge say, order in the court, you guys deserve a knas, you guys deserve a penalty. However, if the case is that they admitted on their own, our scenario, these two guys admitted on their own they owe the money, they owe the money for the Mzayimin, there it's not good. Because it's a pasuk. Why? Because it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Asher Yashiu and Elokim. Elokim over there doesn't mean Asher, it means the judges. It means the ones who are the powerful ones. The judges have to be able to put the penalty on you, and through Adam coming to them, they get the power and have to put the penalty on you. But not, you can't put a penalty on yourself. So that's the pasuk says. That's Hashem's judicial system. You want to understand deeper?
We see other places that if you testify from your own mouth, it is equal to like unlimited amount of Adam.
It depends where, but also not that you did something wrong. But if you don't, so that you did something wrong, also sometimes that's not. That's only like if you owe a guy money. If you do something wrong, so again, over here, when you want to put a knas, so that's what we'll see tomorrow. Again, really, everyone wants to know why in the world, when you admit that I'm an Idzomim, I owe a guy money, why should I be off the hook? The chiddush is because Idzomim, this that Idzomim has to pay, what I want to do to him, I have to pay, that's a chiddush. It's a knas. We don't understand it logically. So it's a penalty. The halacha is, the second halacha is, the Gemara Rashi brings in, the Gemara in Baba Kama says, the Gemara in, I'm not sure, the Gemara, he brings in another Gemara that says, Asher Yashin Elokim, the judges have to put a penalty on you. I can't penalize myself. You got to get a penalty from the judge. It's a pasuk. Therefore, you can't admit that you owe the money. That's why we're going to tell you have a nice day. In this case, so Edom Zayman. You can't admit that you owe the money because of Edom Zayman.
There's two.
So I just said that you can admit the fact that he's admitting means he gets out of the pain. You don't have to pay because.
Well, that's what we mean. When you're admitting is not going to make Beis Din. Beis Din is not going to give you obligation to pay Reuven from admitting.
They remove that any knas that you admit, you don't have to pay.
Which means you're
that's
not
the
right. You're off the hook.
So you're off the hook. So they get off the hook by admitting.
And it's this scenario. Yeah, comes in interesting. Yeah. No, so from this passage. Only from this passage. Yes, Rashi says, because you'll look back at the first Rashi we had in this Gemara, Rashi says, only if you admit in another Beis Din.
Nachon, they have to go to another to admit, because you can't admit in the same Beis Din.
No,
if you
would,
admit in another Beis Din, then you're waived.
I'll tell you why. In that Beis Din, you don't have to admit it. The Beis Din you were originally in, they know the story.
Nachon, that's why
they'll smash you down. Nachon, exactly.
But once you admit in a Beis Din, you can't be fined anymore.
It's a good question, because the original Beis Din still hit you, they could, I think. If you admitted a second Beis Din, why get a first Beis Din? Because the first Beis Din is not what to do with admitting.
There's no point admitting at the second Beis Din.
No, because they don't want to go back. No, they don't want to go back. Yeah, but they know about it. It's not if you go to their first Beis Din, they're looking for you. If you come back, they'll tell you, boom, we're ready, they're going to smash you down right away. I'm not sure. I don't know if that's true. That the second Beis Din, here. I'm not sure. I have to look. Maybe someone said. What's that? What is it? What?
Two reasons why.
Why what?
It's very lucky.
What's my life?
Why he can't go to some big dinner in the Far East City, say, we're guilty, we got First of all, it's a shame having to admit in front of people like you.
Right, that you ran away from.
This way, they escaped the shame.
Right.
The other thing is, they say, well, we owe $10,000. The truth is, they owe $100,000. But this applicant says, no.
The Gemara is saying for a different reason. Why is saying even if they're saying the truth, everything is true? It's a kenas, you can't admit a kenas. It's a Gemara. It's a pasuk. Gemara says it's a pasuk. Yeah, I'm saying even in a case where. Fine, I hear it. Fine. I hear it.